This is the journey of how a woman with crippling self-doubt founded a business and how that experience helped her overcome that doubt forever.
The whole year was kind of like this up and down year where we would have one month that was a really good month and one month that was a bad month. And I started having very illogical panic attacks. I would call my husband and I was like, I think I'm going to be an ice cream truck driver.
I'm Chad Grills, founder and CEO of Mission.org, your number one source for accelerated learning. Building a successful, profitable, and growing business is not easy. Trust me, I know. And one of the key things that has helped me through the ups and downs is learning from the best entrepreneurs in the world. Welcome to the journey. Adi Arizini is the co-founder and CEO of Teamy. Teamy is a company that helps its customers find better health and wellness through natural teas. But maybe we should back up a bit. Adi didn't always know that entrepreneurship was in her future. In fact, starting out, she didn't have any idea what she wanted to do.
So when I was 19 years old, I was working at a postcard company. I had just graduated from high school and I had no plans of going to college because I grew up in a very low income family. It was just like definitely that hustle to survive mentality at a very young age. My first job was when I was 9 years old. So that like hardworking ethic has been in me for a very, very long time. But when I graduated from high school and I started working at these jobs, I felt like I had no passion and no purpose. You know, I'm 19, I should be young and going out and doing things, but instead I have to pay rent and I have insurance and I have a phone bill and I have to pay for groceries. And it was very heavy on me. I felt like I was 40 and when I'm in the body of a 19-year-old. And I was just like, I need to do something with my life. And I found this program that helped Jewish Americans join the army in Israel. And I volunteered. And that's where my passion for health and wellness came about. My post in the army was a fitness combat instructor for artillery soldiers.
As Adi found her purpose in the military, she felt more confident and empowered than ever before. But just as her professional life started coming into focus, her physical health fell apart.
Toward the end of my service, about a year and a half in, I started having really bad digestive issues, which I had never had before. I changed my diet as much as I could. I did whatever it is that I could do to change. I drank more water. I had more fiber. And nothing worked at all. So when I finished my army service, I came back to America and I started cooking for myself. And that's when things started to improve. They started improving. However, they didn't improve all the way. So still really having these digestive bloating issues. And that's when I started reading books about gut health and colon health. What is this all about? And throughout that research, it kept talking about the accumulation of toxins in the body from eating processed foods. And it gave hints in these books. They're like, well, Eastern Asian cultures love to drink tea and tea can traditionally be used to help get rid of these toxins. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's really what got me on the path toward tea. I ordered all of these different products and I tried them all myself and none of them worked. That's when I thought, I need to find a solution for myself. I ordered some ingredients online from different factories and I just started like mixing my own blends. And I worked with a friend of mine who had 5 years of experience in coffee and tea. So we were just like ordering these ingredients and blending them until I found the perfect formulation that really truly worked for me. Then that's when I said, okay, I have something.
Adi did what many great entrepreneurs do. She didn't set out to make a lot of money or achieve great success. She simply solved her own problem and then began sharing that solution with other people. She and her partner founded Teamy and began leveraging a new social platform to market their products. That new social network was Instagram, and Adi and her team figured out how to best use the platform for their online marketing. Slowly but surely, Teamy began to grow. Everything seemed great. They were growing, creating new products, and hiring new employees. They were on cloud 9, watching the business take off. Until a couple of years in, when their sales started to drop.
My numbers were going down in 2017. So like my income for my business that we're tracking and is the bread and butter of the company wasn't growing. And I didn't know why. And I was like, what's happening? What's going on? And I tried so many things to fix it. And the whole year was kind of like this up and down year where we would have 1 month that was a really good month and 1 month that was a bad month. And I was like, what is happening? I felt really out of control. And about 2017, I was maybe like 3 years in to the business, three and a half, four. And I started having really bad panic attacks because I want to see my business grow. I want to give my employees the best lives that they can, and I want to pay them well, and I want to grow my business. And I think that because I came from a background of just being very low income, I was a little bit afraid, like, if my business fails, what am I going to do with my life? I don't know if I can do this again. Because it takes all of you to run a business. It takes all you have.
Adi's experience might seem extreme. Panic attacks, sleepless nights, and depression are heavy burdens for a business owner going through a tough time. But as a business owner myself, I can tell you that Adi's experience is anything but rare. In fact, most entrepreneurs go through periods of extreme anxiety and self-doubt, and it's common for those struggles to manifest physically. But how we respond to these difficult experiences can be the difference between success and failure. When we come back, Adi talks about how she overcame those struggles and how she took control of her business by taking control of her life.
The journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/the journey.
Eventually, Adi's stress reached a breaking point. She realized that her business couldn't keep going the way it was, and neither could she. Either she had to fix something or she had to walk away.
I was like, I can't do this. I need a stress-free job. I just need to be a stay-at-home mom. I just need to be a barista at Starbucks. I was just like, what can I do that relinquishes all responsibility off of me? It got too much. I have, at the time, it was maybe like 40 employees. I have a commitment to, and I also, you know, I support my mom, and I just was freaking out. That's just really what it was. And I didn't know how to fix it. It took me like 2 months to like get out of that rut. And at the end of the year, I was just like, I've had enough. I'm either going to like make this blow up or not. And I'm deciding to start off with a clean slate and make real changes in my business. So I got together with our social media manager at the time. And I was like, okay, we need to fix this. Let's make a plan. And so we stayed up. We were working on it for 2 weeks, a plan for 2018. What are we going to do to change it? How are we going to grow the company? Because it was like volatile. Like it would be up and then it would be down. It would be up and then it would be down. So like if certain months we were up and then other months the numbers were down, then we're like, okay, well, how do we pay our staff and the number when the numbers are down? You want to have more than enough money in your bank account to be able to pay all your staff, buy all the inventory, spend all the money on marketing, and you want to build a stable business that way. And we came up with a plan and started implementing it. And 2018, we grew 44%. We found that the problem was the marketing and social media.
We often try to separate our professional and personal lives, but this isn't always possible or even desirable. Adi was only able to fix her business by first fixing herself.
If you're going to start a business, you just have to know going in that there's going to be ups and downs. And you need to surround yourself either with a partner or with people that are going to pick you back up. Because you don't want to be around people that are going to be like, not all businesses work out. It's okay. You know, like I remember when I was going through a really hard time, this one guy that I was talking to was like, you made it 2.5 years. I mean, that's amazing. Like three out of five businesses fail. And I was like, oh my God, I need to leave this room. He's just telling me all the reasons it's okay to give up. But if it's something that you're really passionate about, it's not okay to give up. Imagine all the people, including yourself, that you would be letting down. I always think about my customers. I'm like, if Teeny disappeared tomorrow, what would all my customers do? You know, so I have a responsibility to them to not give up, but things are going to get rough. And I had to have a lot of kind of kick in the booty meetings with my team. I'd be like, listen, like we're a startup. Like we are not some corporate company that has 300 employees where you don't matter. You matter. And I can't do it by myself.
I can't do it by myself. That admission changed Adi's trajectory. Changing her mindset allowed her to inspire her employees and to invest in the future of her company. And in return, her team gave Adi their best work and supported her through the hard times. The effect that her mind shift had on Teamy can't be overstated. It resulted in profitability, growth, and new products.
The mindset is just number one, always. We just came back from Ulta yesterday and just kind of solidify the partnership even further, which is really exciting for someone like me who just started my brand 5 years ago to be talking with Ulta. I just am like so starstruck. It's not something that I take at all for granted.
The scholar and activist Bernice Johnson Reagan once said, "Life's challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover who you are. Self-doubt and anxiety can be paralyzing. And on top of it, sometimes we can be our own worst enemies. But the only way to overcome those struggles is to find the inner strength to change our mindset, take action, and lean on those around us for support." Adi's story reminds us that with the right mindset and the right support, anything is possible. And that's how she turned the journey into the reward.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring the journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials, and you will too.